A little melancholy. Oh, you get a little melancholy on my birthday. I don't know, I guess I think back to that birthday that I had with Estelle. Well, I was working in Florida at the time, and there was this girl at the radio station. A girl by the name of Mona. Mona! And it was my birthday, and Mona came to me and said, hey, let's go to the conference room, have some champagne. I got a bottle for you. The conference room was this room we rented all the time at a nearby hotel. We put visiting people there. It also had a big, long table. Like a hotel room, only a big hotel room. I said, I'd love to go with you, but, you know, Estelle's waiting for me at home. She said, hey, it'll take 10 minutes. We have a little chef. She said, well, I said, what's my birthday? She said, I know it's your birthday. That's why I'm inviting you over there. We'll have a little champagne. Frankly, I've been wanting to talk to you in private for quite some time now. Well, I looked at her and I looked at my watch and I thought, well, I pick up the phone. I said, hey, Estelle, yeah. Tell you what, I got some production to do here. I'm going to be here a couple hours. But I'll be home, okay? Yeah, we'll play. Right, we'll go out. Yeah, I'll take you to Lums or something. Okay, baby. Uh-huh, bye-bye. Uh-huh, yeah, bye-bye. Uh-huh, boo, uh-huh, yeah, bye-bye. Uh-huh, bye-bye, uh-huh. Sure enough, I said, all right, Mona, come on. We went to the conference room, and she opened the door and pushed it. I walked inside, and sure enough, she did have a bottle of champagne on ice. She looked at me with moist lips and flat nostrils, and she said, I'll tell you what, I'd like to get myself comfortable, if you don't mind, so we can enjoy our time together. Why don't you just sit on the couch here and open the champagne. When I'm thinking to myself, I gotta move fast on this thing. I had a couple of hours. I mean, the woman invites me to the conference room. She got champagne. She gonna get comfortable. I knew I was in like Flynn. So I figured I'd turn the tables and take the offense. I took off all my clothing. I neatly folded my feet fucker right there on the couch next to me, and I sat there naked. In all of my grotesque of a development, I sat there so when she came out, she would be instantly captivated. She would see me, and we'd hungrily dispense with the small talk. Maybe I'd just pour the champagne over my head and let it glisten across my pecs and washboard abs until she could hungrily throw herself at me. Yes, I heard the doorknob turn, so I stood up proudly, boldly, a-sway. Imagine my shock and horror when through the door with Mona came Estelle with my mother, father, and sister, whispering surprise!
Grease, grease, digging the grease. DC 101.
Oh, God, Mom, don't look!